Praise your name for this wonderful opportunity that Almighty God you grant us. As King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the Almighty, you open this time, Almighty God, for us so that we can learn from your instructions, so that Almighty God, we can learn from your law, so that Almighty God, we can learn from your word. Into your holy hand, Almighty God, I commit everyone so that Almighty God can prepare his heart so that he can receive your word. I'm ready, Almighty God, to communicate your will. I request for your support. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. All the time. All the time. Can you clap for God? Can you clap for the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords? Truly speaking, God is good. When you try to remember what happened by the 22 of May, how people were leaving their houses, moving, running away from the city, you can think about the confusion in the city of Goma. So, brothers and sisters, this is a wonderful time for us to reflect on the word of God and to learn about the hope during the disaster. Hallelujah. To learn about the hope during the disaster. Brothers and sisters, we are going to read from Judges chapter 6. Judges chapter 6, 13 to 14. Let's read Judges 6, 13 to 14. Gideon said to him, "If I may ask, sir, why has all this happened to us if the Lord is with us? What about all the wonderful things that our fathers told us the Lord used to do? How he brought them out of Egypt? The Lord has abandoned us and left us to the mercy of the Midianites." Then the Lord ordered him, "Go with all your great strength and rescue Israel from the Midianites. I myself am sending you." This is the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hope during the disaster. I know that this text, it's familiar to you because many people learn about the sorrow of Israel. And let's say this as the text starts. The Bible says that once again the people of Israel sinned against the Lord, so he let the people of Media rule them for 7 years. For 7 years, Israelites was living under the power of the Midianites. And the Bible says that the Midianites were stronger than Israel, and the people of Israel hide from them in caves and at a safe place in the hills. They were afraid because of those Midianites. The Bible says that whenever the Israelites sowed any seed, the Midianites would come with Amalekites and the desert tribes and attack them. Those Israelites were suffering a lot. The Bible says that they would camp on land and destroy the crops as far south as the area around Gaza. They would take all the sheep, cattle, donkeys, and leave nothing for the Israelites to live on. The Bible says that they would come with their livestock and tents as thick as locusts. And their camels were too many to count. They came, devastated the land, and Israel was hopeless against them. That was the situation of Israelites. They were going through a disaster. So we are talking about the hope during the disaster. I know that you are familiar with what happened in the city of Goma. We are hearing that more than 400,000 people were forced to leave the city of Goma. Other people are saying that more than 100,000 children, they were separated from their parents. This is a disaster. We are learning that more than 3,000 houses were burned by the fire in Goma City. Yesterday, I was talking to my neighbor. He was telling me that his relatives was burned by the fire. So this is the disaster. We are familiar with this situation. And we learned that some people who went to Sake, they don't have any food. They don't have water. It's a challenge. It's a disaster. So we can ask like Gideon, if the Lord is with us, why has all this happened to us? Why all this happened to us? It's a question. Some people can provide some answers regarding the situation that we are going through in Goma City. I heard one pastor saying that if there was eruption in Goma City, it's because us as Congolese, we are cutting trees. We are cutting trees in disorder. So the mountain is angry. That's his interpretation. Because we are cutting trees. Is it true? So, if you lost your child and your house is destroyed, you can ask like Gideon, why all this happened to us if the Lord is with us? It's a complicated question. I cannot answer in few minutes, but you can continue reflecting on these texts while you are at your home place. Brothers and sisters, what I can say is that God's thought is higher than human thought. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's thought is higher than human thought. Try to reflect on what you had during the week. Some people, scientists, that are busy making research. They are investigating. They continue explorations in Nyiragongo area to learn if there will be a second eruption. And everyone has his answer. Everyone has his answer. But as the Bible has the answer, God's thought is higher than human thought. You can try to spend all your time studying. You will never master God's thoughts. And many people, they think that while you are born again, it's easy for you to understand God's thoughts. I think while you are born again, you need to learn to continue learning about God's thoughts. Hallelujah. So, being born again, it's not the last point. It's a journey, brothers and sisters. I think if we are serious with God, based on what we went through in Goma City, we are going to write. This is the time to think, to reflect, and to write. The leader says, oh, you people living in Virunga, people living in the central town, people living in Kahembe, you have to leave your house because If there is disaster, many people will die. That's human thoughts. Hallelujah! Clap your hand. Clap your hand for the Lord, because the Lord is the King. His thought is higher and higher. Don't rely on human being. Don't rely on your minds. Don't rely on your weapon. Before the Lord, your weapon is nothing. You can run away with your weapon. When the Lord is talking, you will run away with your weapon. Amen. Maybe you can read with me Psalm verse 33, chapter 33 and 16. Psalm 33, 16. Psalm 33, 16. Can you read with me? The Bible says, a king does not win because of his powerful army. A soldier does not triumph because of his strength. Hallelujah. Can you read with me the same verse? Psalm 33, verse 16. A king does not win because of his powerful army. A soldier does not triumph because of his strength. Amen. I think we are ambassadors of God's mighty miracles, as we are witness of what happened in Goma City. By 2003, we were here. And now, by 2021, we are here. I think we are witness. We can tell the world that a king does not win because of his powerful army. Hallelujah. There is a guy who was saying, as people are running away, you expected to control Goma. Come and control Goma City. They cannot come. They are afraid. All of them, they are afraid. All of them, they are afraid to come. You see? And we learn many stories that some people that were hiding weapons in Goma City by 2003, the volcano Nyiragongo eruption consumed everything. Hallelujah. So, volcano changed the plan of our enemies. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I like to read 2 Chronicles 32. You can write. You'll not read right now as we don't have enough time. 2 Chronicles 32, verses 7 to 8. The Bible says that don't be afraid. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid. God is fighting for us. Hallelujah. Some people came that they are going to restore peace here in Goma, in North Kivu, in Congo. Where are they? They ran away. Don't trust a human being. Trust the Lord that fight for us. Human being will not save you. Your money will not save you. Your skills will not save you. But the Lord, the King of Kings, will help you. He's our conqueror. And we are winners. With our Lord, we are winners. We are not afraid. We are not afraid. Amen. Because we are not alone. As the Bible says in Judge chapter 6, 13. Why all this take place? The Lord answered, I will be with you, Gideon. I will be with you, Gideon. Don't be afraid. I will be with you. Hallelujah. This is the time to strengthen, to build a strong relationship with the Lord. To remember the story of Gideon. how he was able to win. And we know that the Lord will renew Goma City. And it will be a city, a wonderful city, a beautiful city. And people will come from many corners of the world to see, to visit, to see from their eyes. To see, to touch. Brothers and sisters, we are ambassadors. We are ambassadors. I think we don't have enough time. One day I met a pastor. He visited many countries in Africa, but the time he was in Goma City, he was touched by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And he told me, Bolingo, the first time I preached and people cried is the time I used Goma story. Hallelujah. 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 This is a holy land. You are holy seeds. So walk like heirs of the King of Kings. Walk like heirs of the Lord of Lords, the Almighty that fights for you, that protects you. During the eruption, the volcano could consume the whole city, but the Almighty changed the direction. He changed the direction. Even Macau was not consumed. The Lord changed the direction. He changed the direction in the bush. Can you clap the hand for the Lord? May God bless you. Amen.